Cindy is the water plan coordinator for the Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District, and she joins us to take a look at a kickoff for the Poplar River Sediment Reduction Project. That's a mouthful, but it's a big grant, and it was received to carry out a number of projects having to do with sediment reduction in the Poplar. First of all, before we get into specifics about the project, tell us about this weekend's activity.
Well, Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 at Lutzen Resort, we're going to have this kickoff event. Then we're also going to have a tour of at least the Uller Tightline project at 2:30. And then we're having refreshments and a social hour.
Well, let me ask you about the grant itself. It's a big grant, and it comes through the Great Lakes Commission. So what's the size of the grant, and what's the Great Lakes Commission?
The full amount of the grant is $687,305. And it's from the Great Lakes Commission, as you said, and they are a joint bureau, I guess, between Canada and the U.S.
These are the five Great Lakes states and at least Ontario, right? And they've been dealing with some other things like this fish disease and carp. And so this is part of a bigger project altogether.
Sure.
Well, so we've got the money, and we're going to start the project. You said earlier about, 3 years? Is that the length of the...
3 years, yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about it so that put this in perspective. There are several projects, and they're designed to basically take the lower Poplar River watershed off of the impaired list. That's an MPCA list.
That's it, yeah, MPCA and designation.
What kind of impairments is the river dealing with, and why are they happening?
That's the million-dollar question.
You're about to find out, right?
So our goal is to eventually delist the Poplar River. We are pretty confident that this will be able to happen, maybe not right away at the end of these projects, but down the line as the...
So the impairment is mostly sediment.
It is. The Poplar River is technically impaired for both mercury and for sediment or turbidity, the cloudiness of the water. Mm-hmm. But since basically every water body in Minnesota is impaired for mercury, we're not really dealing with that right now.
So we've heard a lot about one of those situations called the Poplar Mega Slump. Mm-hmm. So what's a mega slump, and how significant is the erosion that it puts into the lake?
Well, the mega slump is kind of unique. It's a slump that needed a catchy name, I think, and got the designation mega. Mm-hmm. But in the study that was completed in 2008, it was determined that the mega slump was about 26% of the total sediment loading to the river. Then also the ski runs, trails, and roads were about 33%. So together, those two things make up about 50% of the sediment loading to the river. And so if we fix the mega slump, and now in the next 3 years, we fix these trails and roads, at least the most major sources of sediment, we're hoping that we can get a 50% reduction.
Well, is a mega slump, is that because it's a big cut in the riverbank, or where does your...
Sure, the term slump actually refers to banks that are unstable and sliding down. So the soil normally sticks together, and this soil has become so saturated with water that it's too heavy to kind of maintain that vertical face, and it starts falling.
So when you put that much sediment into the river and it goes out into Lake Superior, that obviously has an effect on Lake Superior?
Yeah, it certainly does, and it's also bad for fish, which is something we can all get behind as anglers and enjoyers of seafood.
Well, there's what seems to be about four major priorities in this grant or the restoration plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned one of them, the Uller Tight Line. Now, when I read this proposal, it sounds like the mitigation for the tight line is like a big funnel. Is that right? Or am I close?
Kind of, or a big water slide almost. It's a very large pipe that's going to take all the stormwater runoff from above and funnel it into this pipe and take it down this very, very steep bank and put it into a big cement vault where it will get slowed down a little bit before it goes into the river. And it's not really to treat the sediment. It's just to keep the water from washing away more of the bank.
Yeah, because if it's going through a big pipe kind of thing, it's not taking the embankment.
Right, it's contained, yeah.
Well, then there's a couple of others. There's the, as I understand it, these are all similar. The Caribou Highlands Flow Path and mm-hmm. improvements to Eagle Mountain Road and the Lower Mystery Mountain. What are those exactly?
They're all projects identified by a professor from the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities, Dr. John Niebuhr. And these were known to be issues before, but he really pinned down for us exactly where the roads and ski runs were cutting across natural waterways and therefore creating problems, and where they could be fit together better so that they all worked in unison instead of creating strange bends that water doesn't naturally take or
so are these like more big pipes or are they just more natural stuff?
No, this stuff isn't quite as exciting as the tight line is.
Can't wait to go down that tight line. Yeah. Get my wetsuit. Now, these projects are ostensibly 75% federal money and 25%. I understand that's not exactly true, even though that's mm-hmm. what it says. I mean, this is kind of explain how that works, what the match is, and who pays it.
Sure. The Great Lakes Commission didn't require any match from the Soil and Water District, who is the recipient of these funds. They did encourage sort of soft match, so we're using our, you know, office space and equipment and that kind of things mm-hmm. As soft match, and also the efforts of the Poplar River Management Board, made up of local landowners. So those things are soft match for the Soil and Water District. And then also we are going to be subcontracting out to Lutza Mountains, where the projects are going to be built. And their cost share work, the grants they'll receive, will be possibly 75-25%. The grant leaves it up to the discretion of the Soil and Water Board exactly how much match we want to require.
And the Poplar River Management Board is mostly made up of these businesses in interest to mm-hmm. curb losing half of the mountain, I guess. I don't know. Water can really do a job. Any more projects like this going on in the county?
The Flute Reed River, or the Flute Reed Partnership, has also received a grant from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is from the same congressional appropriation of money, but a different agency. Mm-hmm. Theirs is through the EPA. So they're going to be doing some slump stabilizations and possibly culvert repair. Theirs is, yet to be determined in a couple places, mm-hmm. and I think they only have 2 years, so we're lucky.
So again, this weekend, where and when is the presentation? It sounds like you're actually going to go out and take a look at one of these areas.
Yeah, the tight line's the easiest to get to, so uh-huh. we'll okay. probably take a look
there. And this is Saturday?
Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 at Lutzen Resort Conference Room.
Okay. Well, Cindy Gentz is the Water Plan Coordinator for Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District. Thank you for stopping by and telling us all about this. I imagine we will hear more about it as the work starts. We'll check in again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.